Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Richard and Greta, gonna make your lives better today.
If you'll subscribe to our podcast.
You know, it's all about how to get the most out of your partner.
And we're partners.
So we know all about it.
It's good. Get it wherever you want to get it, when you go and get it from your podcast place. Richard and Greta.
You know?
You know?
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Violent.
2, 3, 4. The Grand Duke of York.
He had 10,000 men.
He marched them up to the top of the hill.
And then he marched them down again.
When they were only halfway up, he got those poor girls' knickers down. This is before he went to Pizza Express, wasn't he?
Yeah, although was he there or was he somewhere else? The diary isn't clear on that.
I asked about that.
Your mate at the inside, Paul Burrell.
What's the state of his shoes at the moment? What's he wearing on his feet?
Because this is what he's done.
I saw him in Shoe Fair in Watford. Shoe Zone.
Is it ever since he burnt down his shoes in his allotment, in his
shed last week? So he's gone to me, Barry. He's phoned me out. He says, I need some of them Puritan shoes made of pig's bladder with a big buckle. What you see in pantomimes and stuff.
What's the bloke on the Quaker porridge oats?
Anyway, the silly old sod. He's gone to shoes only.
Yeah, I said to him, what do you want to wear them shoes for? I said, they're not practical, right? You slip around in the slow, you look stupid in them. He was, it's tradition.
Tradition, he did like that. Anyway, he's got these, what I can only describe as deck shoes. You know, they get them, old people wear.
Like you use on boats.
Anyway, the silly old sod. He's got some tin foil. He's cut out of cardboard the buckle.
He's put tin foil on it
and he's stuck it on with a bit of blue tack. I said, Paul, those are clearly from Shoe Zone. They've been nowhere near Samuel Pepys, have they? They are from Shoe Zone. No, not at all.
These are passed down from Charles Dickens himself. I said, don't be stupid.
Then almost to sort of prove it, he went, listen, he had what we used to call ghetto blaster and he put it down in Watford High Street and then he'd done a little jig like he was in the court of King Dong.
That's stupid Morris dancing music, a shinky ding, my lord, a shinky ding.
I said, Paul, get a job.
Yeah.
Just get a job, you know. But I said,
because he tried that with me with the chicky chicky ching, right? And he started dancing around on the pavement right outside McDonald's.
Yeah.
And first of all, I was like, embarrassing. And then he stopped it halfway through. Yeah. And he goes, oh, my shoes aren't clicking on the floor enough, you know, like Puritan shoes.
Yeah, right, so that's it.
He whips himself up to Travis Perkins, right, gets himself a piece of wood, right, a great big piece of ply. Cuts them out into the bits of shoe. Sticks them to the bottom. And then he dances again, right? And yes, okay, they make the clickety 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 noise on the floor,
you can't deny that,
But he couldn't bend the sole. Because it starts to rock up. Yeah, he just looked like a twat, just like, you know, banging his feet on the floor like a drum. You know, and he was pissed.
I told you when I saw him at Travis Perkins, and he goes, I need a new frock coat. I don't know where to get it. You know, the bit that hangs down at the back.
Yeah, of a frock coat,
like a sort of, like you might wear top hat and tails, the tails bit. A silly fucking idiot has gone and bought two.
What's he got from Travis Perkins? Well, they've got nothing in there but tarpaulin.
They've got tarpaulin, he got. A bit of tarpaulin at the back.
I understand it's one of the only places open, but
I said, look, mate, you're falling nowhere. And what he's done is he's stapled it round two planks of fucking 4x2 wood. And he's got two planks of wood that he's stapled onto the back of his snorkel Parker, Parker snorkel, and he's just got these two fucking planks of wood. He said, no, it's my frock coat. I said,
I said to him, I said, you are starting to look like a lunatic, mate. Honestly, and you're taking this too far, you know?
Yeah.
He says, well, in the absence of any of my usual costumiers being open, I have to take appropriate action, which is why I went down to Travis Perkins and sellotapes and tarpaulin onto the back of my barker.
Yeah.
You know, with bits of planks of wood on it.
That's it.
I said, you'd look like a dozy prat. With that tarpaulin on hanging off the back of you and those deck shoes with bits of wood on the bottom.
Absolutely.
You look like a silly twat.
I had the same thing with Kim Woodburn.
I had to be firm with him, you know.
I had the same thing with Kim Woodburn off of the cleaning celebrity.
What's she up to? With her hair.
We know her hair. She can't get to the hairdresser. The snake. The snake.
Was she in Travis Perkins?
She was in there and... No, she was next door at the pet shop. She's got a fucking live snake on her head. She said, do you like my hair? I went... What's she done? You know she twirls it round. It looks like
she twirls it round.
A snake. She calls it a snake in repose, she calls it. I think it's a real snake. She went, no, it ain't. You know,
Because I'd seen her in Perkins, right, like a couple of days before that.
Yeah.
And I didn't recognise her because her hair had all like
fallen down.
I thought to myself, of course, I don't know if she want me to go up to her because her hair doesn't look right.
Yeah.
But I took the risk.
I says, all right,
Kim, everything okay? You know, knowing that it wasn't. And she says, no, don't look at me. Don't look at me. My hair.
That's it, yeah.
Anyway, what she's got from Perkins is just like a piece of doweling, long piece of doweling like that.
Yeah.
Because she can't get hold of any of her normal products, she just stuck this bit of doweling on her head. And she was trying to get the bloke behind the counter to help her do this, right?
Yeah.
And she stuck this bit of doweling on her head and she's just trying to wrap the hair around it, you know, and sticking it on with glue and gaffer tape and that. I said to her, Kim, mate, I says, look, I know that you like your hair, but you're doing yourself no favours with this. And she just went, oh, shut you, I'll think of something else.
Yeah.
So she must have just gone to the pet shop and stuck that snake on her head, it was like,
you know, Amanda Holden. She cannot get them lips done that she has done.
She's using sausages now.
She's using sausages. You know those ones you get in Mark's lovely little cocktail sausages.
So I know exactly what you mean. Yeah.
She's got
most of them are made. Most of them are bread. Just by the by.
Let's just say that. Know,
it's all right. It's got pork in it, but it's that's not.
No.
It's mostly bread. Okay.
Whether it's bread, husk, rusk, or 50% pork
whatever
shoulder,
it is.
Whatever it is, it is no substitute for a collagen implant. And to simply get some sellotape from a newsagent and stick on two cocktail sausages on your lips. Okay, we're in lockdown. You'll have to live with it.
We've got to make do. Okay.
Make do and mend. But really, frankly, she said, oh, no. Yeah. You know, she speaks all poshy.
Oh, no, she says.
They're honey and mustard ones.
Well, the trouble she's got with that, and I said this to her when she come out of Marks and Spencer's with the sausages stuck in her lips. I says, all right, I mean, it's very well, you know, you're doing that.
Yeah.
But because them sausages are mostly bread, they will dry out quite quickly. And sure enough, like a couple of days later, because they've been exposed to the air, they're all like all shriveled up and, you know, really, like, really, really shriveled up sausages, right? And I said to her, look, I said this to you. You're going to have this problem with the sausages, right? I said, they're mostly bread. They've all dried out. And now you've got two like, wrinkly dates stuck on your face.
This is it. And she, you know, people come up to her and go, have you had a bit of work done? Oh, no. She goes, no. Well, work, she's got that. You know when, sellotape loses its stickiness?
And then I said saw her the other day,
right?
And when she's in the post office filling out her benefits, and the sausage had fallen off her lip, and she didn't realise, and it had it just got, it was hanging onto the sellotape, just swinging down there. Swinging down there by a chest. I says, Amanda, I says, one of your lips has fallen off. Right.
Oh, you know, I don't know what you're talking about.
Thank you. What do you mean? What do you mean? Yeah.
Oh, well, this is it.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hello, I'm Justin.
And I'm Lucy.
And together we are the hosts of Plenty Questions.
It's a very straightforward general knowledge quiz.
We ask you 20 questions, one after the other, 5 second gap in between, and you shout the answers out.
And then you tweet us to let us know how you've got on.
See if you can get 20 out of 20. No one has so far, but that's because we haven't started doing it yet.
But we will. And there's also going to be some fiendish brain teasers, so join us for Plenty Questions.
This
This is very difficult. I understand people want to keep up appearances, but I think at this time you just maybe just got to think about letting stuff go a little bit.
Just a little. It doesn't matter. It doesn't make you a worse person if you, you know.
No one's looking at you.
I mean, look at Anne Widdecombe. All right, she's hideous. But inside, she's gorgeous, isn't
gorgeous.
She?
She's beautiful. Lovely personality.
Heart of gold.
Honestly, really lovely person.
Just try and ignore all that other stuff and concentrate on the lovely, good-hearted person.
Focus on the person within, please.
Beauty is only a sausage skin deep. Poor cow.
So we're celebrating today, aren't we?
Very much, 100 years
of being sawn in half.
Yes.
This week it was. It's a hundred years celebration of magicians sawing people in half.
This is true.
We would. We thought we would recognise that beautiful celebration by just recounting times when we've been sawn in half for whatever reason. I think you were sawn in half. Accidentally.
Yes. Well, of course, my father, as you know, he was in the circus.
He was in the circus.
A very, very tiny man, very short man. And he used to go on as Tiny Mike and his rather large bike.
Tiny Mike Lee.
And he used to go cycling around on this little tricycle. Do you remember? All round the ring he used
to go. Oh, God, yeah, because it was so tiny. And sometimes he escaped underneath the circus tent and he'd be found halfway up the high street, wouldn't he? Like, cycling on this thing.
That's it.
Yeah.
But then
they had to catch him in a net.
And they did, all the police around. Oh, there's a little man on a bike.
Because there wasn't that much known about it then. People got very frightened.
When they saw a little man on a bike like that. But the poor fella, one day he looks up at me when I was about 5 years old. He looks up and he said, I would like you to join the family business. I said, what is it, Dad? I'm thinking accountancy. I didn't understand.
Greengrocers.
I want to chop you in half, he says. I said, all right, in the ring sort of thing. He went, well, no, it wouldn't be that brutal. He says, what he does, the big glittery box comes out into the ring, you know. And my mum, do you remember, she was always wonderful, beautiful, all in that satin. She was like Kim Woodburn. Like Kim Woodburn, but without the doweling on her head.
And she goes, hop in.
Anyway, they done the thing, and it was a trick, but the council. The council got involved. You cannot have kids. It's, you know, the fact that there was, you know, elephants sitting on a ball going round a ring
was neither in nor out. That's beside the point. Yeah.
But anyway, they chopped me in half, and the people were amazed at how it worked. It's a beautiful trick
when done well.
Very sophisticated trick because, of course, it was in the other side, my sister's legs, you see, wasn't it?
I get in the first bit. Because you had quite feminine legs anyway, so you'd get away with that.
Well, that's what I said. I said, we don't need her in the act. Look at my lovely legs, you know. Beautiful, slender legs when I used to wear the stilettos
and those tights
for a five-year-old boy. In a way, I was glad the council did come and try and put an end to that.
Get involved.
But, you famously used to do that trick, was it? What did they call it?
I've never been sawn in half like you have. But I had that one where you stick it... Get stuck in a box and they like put swords in.
That's it.
Do you know the one? You know the one, don't you?
The sword trick.
The sword trick.
Anyway,
I've had a go at this. I mean, it's not me. I'll be honest with you. It was not my initiative. No. It was my mate Kenny, right? Yeah. And he was down on his luck, and you know he like lost his job and all the rest of it.
I remember.
He says to me, "Angelos, in a fit of like." can-do attitude. He says, I'm going to be a magician. I said, mate, I'm with you. Yeah. I'm there with you. All the way, I'm with you. I said, I'm trying to be positive and stuff.
Yeah,
you know?
Of course. Keep
trying to boost him, hype him up. Give him a bit of confidence.
Yeah.
You know, let him know he's capable of doing anything,
right? Yeah.
I said, that's a good idea, Kenny. You should learn all that close-up magic and, you know, you can go around dinner parties and, like, and show them card tricks and they'll stick some money in your pocket.
Yeah.
He says, no, I'm not interested in any of that. I says, oh, right, okay. This is good, I thought. He's getting confident. He says, I want to do the box thing where you know, stick knives in people and stuff. I said, brilliant, good idea. Yeah. And he says to me, will you be the person in the box? And by now I'm thinking to myself, I don't know about... You know, inside I was like a bit nervous. I was thinking, I don't know about this. You know, but I wanted to give him the confidence and I wanted to make sure he got on in the world, you know.
Yeah.
So I sort of hid the fact that I was terrified. I said, yeah, of course I will, Kenny.
Yeah,
of course
Christ.
I will.
Yeah.
I says, do you know what you're doing with this?
Yeah.
He went, yeah, I bought all the kit. Look, and he had.
Yeah.
He got this great big like sarcophagus.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't know where he'd got to scrape the money together to get that, but he got it from somewhere. And he has these great big like long swords, medieval long swords. And I'll be honest with you, I looked at it and I'm like,
oh Christ.
Well, he's got all the kit, you know, but I was feeling a little bit nervous. I says, do you know how the trick works, Kenny? He went, yes, I do. Do not worry about it, right? He stuck me in this box, right? And he's gone, bada! And he stuck the first sword in and it's gone woof, right past my side.
Oh,
I'm thinking, very good, Kenny, very good, you know.
Yeah,
got the next one. Unfortunately, he stuck that in and it's gone through my appendix, right, and out through my back. Right,
oh, God.
Right, and I'm trying to give him the confidence he needs to do the trick. So I haven't said anything. I've just like sucked it up. I've gone like that.
Yeah.
Next one comes in, goes straight through my upper thigh, right?
Yeah.
And I'm thinking to myself, I'm pretty sure this isn't how this is supposed to go, you know. And by the time the third one had come in and just scraped the lower part of my balls, I have to say, Kenny, that is enough, right? And he opens it up and all this blood's everywhere.
Oh,
and he goes,
God.
Oh Christ. So he just goes back to the instructions and has a read of it and he did say, no, I have made a mistake. You're not supposed to have been stabbed there. Which I'll be very grateful for, because I said, listen, mate, if you do that trick around the world and you're stabbing people through their guts, I don't think you're gonna get much work, you know? And he's like, yeah, maybe you're right.
Yeah.
So he got the old lot, the sarcophagus and the swords, and just stuck it out the front of the house. He got the council to take it away, you know?
Yeah.
Talking of problems, we should really address the elephant in the room.
Go
or
on.
Or Donald Trump, as he's known.
The orange elephant. Yeah, yeah. Never mind pink elephant.
No, never mind that. But I was just thinking, because they're trying to get rid of him, they're trying to remove him with the 25th Amendment. I remember saying that you had been removed once via the 25th Amendment.
I remember now as the chairman of the Bowls Club, the South Oxley Bowls Club, there was a move by hostile elements in it to have me removed as the chairman.
Oh, okay. That's what it was.
Basically, what happened was I knew they wanted me out and I organised an insurrection.
That's what it was.
I had a very nasty insurrection. You could see it through my bowling trousers. Anyway, I got Margaret to come up with some of the neighbours, stormed the place.
Right, yeah.
Come in, you know, stormed in, mob-handed, Barry to be the chairman.
Yes. Yeah.
And, of course, Colin Hargreaves, he was the one who wanted to be the chairman.
Right.
So they went, no, you know, I said, look, You know, I've run this place properly for many, many years.
Which you hadn't.
You know,
which
you can't have. No, I was terrible. No, oh God, I didn't clean the bowls. I'd done nothing. I was very lazy. Oh. I mean, remember on the bowling green, there's all that dog shit
everywhere. I said, never mind. I know, and you had to put little flags in it just to say, "Don't bowl here."
You know. Don't go over there. Crown green bowls. It was bit. Not. You know.
Because I remember people did used to bowl through it, didn't they? Like, and they had muck on their bowls, didn't they? Like, all like shit on them, like when they were rolling it through the muck. And you had to say, let's have a meeting and go, please don't bowl through the muck because it makes the balls stink.
I mean, bad as stinky bowls. Do you remember we had them posh people come down from Datchet and Windsor?
Yeah, I know.
Do you remember?
For a match.
Oh, they pulled up in their, for a match. And I'd say, I'm terribly sorry. You know, I am the chairman of this organisation. Don't worry about the shit. Leave that. Don't bowl over there. Don't bowl over there, you know.
But it's a very simple request, isn't it? Please don't bowl through the shit. You know, it couldn't be more black and white. One of the rules of the club.
Yeah. And what I'd done, I mean, I painted all on the green there, shit here with an arrow, keep away. Okay. And you know, people like Colin Oldham, it is not befitting of the Crown Green Bowls Club in Oxley that you have, arrows pointed to dogs. I said, I ain't got time, so maybe really you should have taken it over. But the food was terrible I was provided.
It was awful,
do you remember?
Oh, it was terrible. It was like one of those children's school meal packages you're sending out,
wasn't it?
It really was.
Oh,
and you were charging people a fortune
vile.
For it.
Well, what about when you... Do you remember when they tried, with the old allotments, they wanted to do the 25th on you,
they tried to remove me under the 25th. Well, I mean, you remember them allotments down in Wilson?
Yeah, I know.
Oh, huge allotments.
Oh, God,
right?
I know.
By my own admission, I know nothing about allotments, right? I know nothing about allotments at all, but... Yeah. I craved power. I craved for a short period of time. I thought, well, I really want to be in charge of something,
I know.
And anyway, so I went down to the allotments and I thought, I reckon I could probably take over here because there are a lot of sort of wet people and, quite weak people,
Yes.
And, you know what I mean?
I know.
So I've gone down there and I've gone in there and I'm like, oh, I love allotments. I love them. I love marrows and I love growing stuff and I'm, like, pretending to be all enthusiastic and anybody needs any help, I'm like, oh, let me help. Like, let me help you carry your mud and let me help dig your thing, right?
That's it.
And and they says to me, would you like to run the allotments, And I says, I don't know. I was false modest. I don't think I'm the right person.
Secretly,
for
you're dying.
Right. And then they go, oh, no, we'd love you to do it. We'd love you to run the place, be in charge of the allotments. Yeah. So I go, look, all right, I reluctantly accept. Well, the next day I come in leather trousers. And, leather jacket and white trainers.
Yeah.
And really, just to sort of separate myself out from these wet people that live in mud, right?
Trying to
and
look I'm, cool, that sort of thing.
I look very cool. And they said, oh, yes, will you come and help me with my mud? Like, no, I won't. I'm too busy over here in charge of things, thank you.
Yeah.
And they're like, would you help me dig up my marrows? No. In fact, what I want you to do, go and help him with his mud, right?
Yeah.
I started bossing people around.
The
and
power went
around.
To your
the
head
power
a bit.
Went
yeah.
to I says, Marjorie, go and get me a cup of tea, please.
Yeah.
And then, all right. And then when it comes back, just to sort of show who's boss, I take one sip of it and I spit it all over the floor and chuck it away. I go and get me another cup. It's disgusting, right? I made it very hard for. I wanted to show them who's boss. The power went to my
Why
head.
Don't
power
you
went to my head,
be
right?
honest about what you've done? Because I know what you've done. Remember you was going to the supermarket and buying all them vegetables and early in the morning shoving them in your mud and all that. And go, look,
well,
I'm the king of the allotments.
Because I'm the king of the allotments, right?
And that would have been all right. I got away with that for a couple of weeks. So they go, "Ooh, look at the quality of them cucumbers!"
Yeah.
Right?
How did and a then, banana? How did you get a banana well, to this grow?
This is the problem.
You don't know. You do.
When I started getting like blueberries and stuff, that's and just it. Putting them in the mud and say, "Oh look, all the blueberries are starting to come through like that," and they go, "Blueberries." Blueberries don't grow in mud. They don't grow like potatoes.
Or in a plastic container.
I know what these ones grow like that.
Yeah.
Thank you. Right, don't challenge me.
Marjorie,
I know
you bitch.
You stupid twat.
Yeah.
Anyway, the only way I could get out of it was by telling lies. You know, saying these blueberries, all right, they do grow in plastic pots in the mud.
You know?
And I told so many bloody lies.
Oh,
right.
God.
And in the end, I tried to stage an insurrection of the allotment up the road.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
I said, right, I want a mob to go and take over that other allotment. Right.
Yeah.
And so they went down there, and then just as I was about to like kick down the sheds and stuff, they sort of came to their senses and go, "What are we doing?" And then they removed me under the 25th, like a couple of days later, 25th Amendment. Yeah. And I was very worried about being removed because of what it would do to my reputation.
Yeah.
But in the end, it was okay. No one gave a shit. And I didn't really give a shit. It was just a very unfortunate episode in my life.
But it was, I don't think, because people were sort of, I'll be honest, they was laughing at you. Do you remember when the local paper...
Well, in the end they was. Not at first they wasn't, they were scared of
me. Do you remember when you went down the vicarage and it was, you know, the competition, grow your own fruit, and you turned up with that pineapple that you said you'd grown next to your spuds?
They said to me, "How did you grow this?" And I panicked. I says, "On the radiator."
That's right. Unfortunately, it still had the barcode on it, didn't it? From
Tesco.
Yeah,
the barcode had the label on it.
Yeah.
I said, "I'm going to sell this to Waitrose after I've finished here." That's why I put the barcode on it.
Yeah.
Right? And they let me enter, but that's just because of my power, and they were scared of me.
Yeah, that's
but
right.
But I think they was laughing at me, they saw right through me. It's
that's
a real
right.
shame.
Will you tell everyone about that thing, you know, the thing that you attached to your knob? What was the thing you said? Now, just explain this, because you sent this to me during the week, and tell them what it is.
If you're into this sort of thing, and I very much am.
I know you are. Love it. Yeah, go on.
Me and my lover.
Your lover, right? Yeah.
My lover.
Derek.
Well, my lover, Derek, right, he's bought me this celibacy thing, right?
Celibacy.
Celibacy, right? It's basically a machine. I think you call it a machine. A gadget.
A gadget,
device.
Yeah.
Yeah, which you basically strap onto your knob.
Yes.
Right? So it's like a celibacy device you strap onto your knob. It encases your knob. Right, and my lover, Derek, is the only person who has access to the celibacy thing via an app. Right,
that's it.
He can say, right, it's time for you to take that thing off your knob.
Yeah.
So he's in charge of it, right?
Yeah.
And that would be fine.
And that turns some people on, doesn't it? It's a kink.
It's a kink. The only trouble is there's a technical flaw in it, right?
Yeah.
In as much as the Russians,
yes,
the bloody Russians,
this is
them
in the papers, yeah, go on, yeah.
That's it, yeah. They've hacked in to this device and they have taken over the use of the app.
Yeah.
So Derek, my lover, no longer has control of the app. The Russians have control of the app.
Right.
They decide when it comes off my knob. Now, unfortunately, they said they'll only take it off my knob if I pay them £100,000 in Bitcoin.
Right.
Which I don't have it at the moment, no. So I'm left with the celibacy device on my knob.
I had a terrible thing with them love eggs that I dumped. for Margaret.
Oh, Christ, Jim Loving.
Yeah, sure. I boiled them up. She liked them. She normally, I boiled them up in the kitchen. And I popped them up there, you know.
Plugged them in.
I plugged them in. And she, you know, and... But it was a device I made myself in the shed.
Yeah,
you know.
I know.
But
I know.
Unfortunately, they weren't remotes. They was on a wire. And so she would go down long... long wire. I mean, you can get it.
You had to stand behind it.
Twiddling this thing. So, you know, and turning it up and down, you know. And she'd go...
I know.
You know, so she'd be sort of in the supermarket. We'd bump into Brian and Stella. And we'd be, right. You know, and she'd be going, oh, hello, hello, Barry. Hello, Margaret. And Margaret, you know, I'd turn it up for a laugh sort of thing. Oh, do you know if they've got any fresh... You know, she'd be
like Jack Douglas.
Yeah, like Jack Douglas sort of thing. But I've always, the funny thing about these kinks that people are into, the one I don't get, like, between you and me, the one I don't get.
Cool.
Do you know, is it called BDSM, British School of Motoring?
Oh, yeah, it is BDSM.
Not the British School of Motoring, the BDSM. People who are into...
I think the SM stands for sadomasochism. I don't know what the
Sadomasochism. Sadomasochism. Disgusting. It is mucky.
I don't know what the BD bit stands for.
Okay, right. Well... Okay. This
Brian
is
Dempster,
Brian
I think.
Brian Dempster, sadomasochism. But, you know, right. I mean, this is the thing I struggle with, you know. No. It should be a nice, pleasurable thing, shouldn't it? You know,
what, doing it?
Yeah! But some people are like, oh, no. What I like, halfway through that, is to be really
hard. You?
Very hard.
I like having it off and getting set fire to.
Some people love all that, don't they? Yeah.
I like getting tied up and. Left there for hours and hours on end.
Yeah.
Whilst they go down Aldi and buy the shopping.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
come back and I'm still tied up there.
Yeah. And by the way, can you just crack down there with a plank of wood while you're there? Oh, that's lovely.
Can you smash? Can you just can you set fire to my pubes, please?
Please, why? Yes, I like it. Do you?
Right. I like it, please. I like it.
Yeah. You know, why would people like that? It's a kink. But you know,
I think it's a psychological kink.
I don't get it, mate. You know, one is a nice, soft, gentle thing. The other one's being hurt.
I don't want that.
Thrown around the room. Yeah, is that nice, Barry? Yeah, that's nice, the way you're caressing all round the balls and that. How about
Should I just punch you in the stomach?
Oh, yes, please. I like that. Who's into
just
that?
Give me a punch in the stomach.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, just why don't...
Can you pull all the hairs off my bum?
Can you asphyxiate me so I'm close to death? You know, love that. Love it.
Well, you might get in that candle over there and just dropping the hot wax all over the end of my knob.
I love that. I don't get that. I'm having a lovely time. There's a lovely naked lady. We're doing a very natural thing. Yeah, could you get a hammer and just bang my scrotum onto the table? Some people are into that.
Asking someone to do that is quite the thing. You know, you have to know there's trust in the relationship. That's the thing I had to say to her. I said, very nice, would you mind just caressing that bit there, stroking that bit there? And now, would you mind just go and get the hammer out of the drawer? Can you just nail my ball back to the table, please.
I mean, they always say that, when they say that, if you go to marriage guys, or any couple's garden, don't be frightened to tell each other what you like. Well, Christ, you know, imagine that. I do like a little bit of foreplay. Oh, I do like it when start with the nibble, little caressing, touch the tip of it, and go round and round, you know, with your finger,
and all that
sort of thing. Just tickle underneath and all that. And also, would you mind? going to the garage, putting a nail in a plank of wood, and then cracking me, you know, up the gooch with it. You know, who wants that?
You scratch me up my bum with that. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, love that. Yeah. What's the matter with people? I don't get it, you know.
Modern, I think it's been going on for years as well.
Oh,
you know?
That beautiful years. Woman! You are gorgeous. I tell you what, why don't you stick a leather mask over your head with just a zip where the mouth is? Lovely. Yeah.
Anyway,
I'm off to put some clothes pegs all round my nutsack. Christ almighty. Right, well, look, guys, love each and every one of you.
I know we keep saying it,
we can't
hold
say
on enough. There.
Hold
just
on.
Hang on in there. Hang on in there. Hang on
for
in there.
Those,
we'll get through this.
Yeah. Eagle-eared of you will notice a change in various audio. And that's because, once again, we think it's the internet let me down.
It probably is. Everyone's on the internet, isn't they? Everyone's at home.
That's the problem. It's driving me up the wall.
It drives me up the balls.
Yeah, it does. Oh, guys, we love you.
We do love you.
Keep your chins
and take
up.
Care of yourselves. And come to Patreon, for Christ's sake.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
where the fun is.
That's where that's the fun is, guys.
All the people are that are cool.
Okay. Well, until next time, we'll be back very soon. Lots of love.
We will. Bye.
Welcome to All Rather Mysterious, the podcast that aims to unlock the mysteries of the past with the key of fact. My name is John Rain.
My name is Eleanor Morton.
My name is David Reed.
Please join us as we present to you mysteries that have baffled the world.
You had any noises?
What about a door creaking?
You don't have to do it.
That weird kadoonk that lights going off makes for some reason in films.
All Rather Mysterious.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.